Hey, what is up? Welcome to episode 212 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. My name is Brian Lofermento, and I'm your host, as always, for this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode, where we are going to be talking about one thing and one thing only. It's going to be a very quick episode all about procrastination. And by default, it has to be short because I don't want you to procrastinate. I don't want you to keep listening to me any longer today. I'm just going to make a really quick point, play a movie quote for you, which I've never done on the podcast before, and get you on your merry way, hopefully promising yourself that you're going to use this really clever trick to stop procrastinating. I'm excited for this one. As always, let's dive in. Today's episode is really inspired by two different things. First is a quote that I came across recently from Mel Robbins, who's the author of The 5-Second Rule, which the 5-Second Rule, some psychologists say that it is the single way to immediately stop procrastination. So that really inspired today's episode. And as I was thinking about what am I going to talk about, what sort of context or what sort of story can I give you to really hammer this point home on this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode, actually a line from a movie came to mind. And it's funny because I'm not really a big movie person. I don't watch that many movies, but because my sister wants to be a veterinarian, she made, I think, everybody in the family watch that movie, We Bought a Zoo. So if you haven't seen We Bought a Zoo, I think it's based on a true story. It stars Matt Damon. It's about a family who they lost their mom. And so the dad of the family took his two kids and they bought a zoo. And they did that to just switch their life up and go on a new journey as a family together and figure things out after the passing of their mother. So in that movie, Matt Damon, who plays Benjamin Mee, he explains how he met his wife and, you know, the woman who would become the mother to his two kids. And in that moment, he explains that you need 20 seconds of courage. I'm not going to explain it to you. I'm just going to play the clip right now. And just a quick note about this clip, the dramatic pauses are in there because it makes the movie so much better. So as you're listening to this and you think your podcast player stopped, it didn't. These are just intentional dramatic pauses from within the movie.
Where are we going?
Now hang on. So, okay. Stop. She was right there. This is the moment where both of you became a possibility.
I love that you're telling stories again.
This is the story before the story. This is where you and you begin. Because this is where I met your mom. She was sitting right there in that chair. Hang on.
Hey, so I was walking by, and I saw, and I literally stopped like this, just stopped, and went, oh my God, that is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in my entire life. But I've never done anything like this. I'd never gone and talked to a total stranger before, but she was right there. And so I thought to myself, 20 seconds, right? Go.
Now I'm in the restaurant, and I'm terrified, thinking about leaving. I can actually touch her. She's right there. She still hasn't seen me, and I still have 15 seconds of courage left. I'm going for it. Bravery. Here's what I said.
What?
I said, excuse me.
Thank you.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mommy.
Why would an amazing woman like you even talk to someone like me?
Why not?
So that scene in the movie gets me every time. I mean, it's not just from a romantic standpoint, it's also from a life standpoint, from whatever it is that you want out of life standpoint. I mean, whether it's a business idea that you want to chase, if you want to finally learn a new language, if you want to meet that girl, if you want to do anything in life, procrastination and lack of decision making and lack of getting after it is the biggest cause of regret. I mean, you've heard it a million times. We don't regret the things that we do in this life. We regret the things that we don't do. And so Matt Damon explains it in the movie that it takes 20 seconds of courage. That's it. When you find yourself in those moments of wanting something and desiring something or having an idea, it's so easy to talk ourselves out of that idea and then to never get it, to never go after it. So I want to share with you the quote from The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins. Here's the quote. The rule is simple. Now, the rule here, this is me interjecting. The rule here is the rule to end procrastination. The rule is simple. The moment you have an instinct to act on a goal, you must act on it immediately or within 5 seconds. Otherwise, your brain will start leaning towards procrastination. That's it. It's like the simplest concept I think I've ever shared on this podcast. The moment you have an instinct to act on a goal, you must act on it immediately or within 5 seconds. Otherwise, your brain will start leaning towards procrastination. So this is my big ask of you on today's podcast episode. Embrace the 5-second rule. No matter what it is that you want, no matter what it is that you're working on, just don't even think about it anymore. If you have an idea of, oh my gosh, I should create this free resource for people, it's gonna really serve and impact a lot of people. Oh my gosh, I should sit down and finally start writing that book. Just sit down and just do it. We talk so much about the things that we're going to do, the things that we want to do, the things that we should do. We don't often enough sit down and make it happen. Here's the thing. This is really my big message to you as a podcast listener on today's episode. You've had ideas up to this point. You don't listen to this podcast because you need new ideas. You listen to this podcast because you know that you have not executed your ideas. And the reason is because you have not made a snap decision to take action. You've had the instinct to act, and then you ignored it. And if you wait even just 5 seconds, procrastination will kick in. You'll start thinking of all the reasons why you shouldn't do that thing. You'll start thinking of all the reasons why that thing is a monumental task or why you're not ready to do that thing. You'll think of a million reasons. I cringe every time I hear people put these crazy long timelines on goals that they have. I mean, take the book, for example. When I wrote Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur, I didn't know how long it was going to take. I know I've always heard people say, oh, my book took me 2 years to write. My book took me 3 years to write. I just sat down and wrote it in 13 days because I didn't know any better. I didn't know how big the task was supposed to be. I had the idea. I sat down and I started typing. So that's the rule today. If you really want to end procrastination, embrace the 5-second rule. Matt Damon in We Bought a Zoo calls it the 20 seconds of courage rule. That's it. Next time you have an idea, just say, okay, that's it. For 20 seconds, I'm going to have insane courage. I'm diving into this. I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to think about all the reasons why it won't work, why it wouldn't work, why it couldn't work. I'm just going to do it. Just 20 seconds of insane bravery. Because here's the cool thing. Those first 20 seconds are the hardest. That's the inertia of any project. Once you start, it's almost like the Pringles saying, the fun don't stop. So once you start doing whatever it is that you're doing, momentum will take over. That's it. I'm not going to talk more about this. If you've been procrastinating, stop. Embrace the 5-second rule. Next time you have the instinct to act, just do it. That's it. See you on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento.
For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book,
visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.